five. Ndi songe thambu de chembu chaya de. Yeah. Thambu de rbe. Kori she. Nasa. Ngor bo shta tur. Karina.
Asa shwa de le nje.
Good morning everybody. I'm from Tibet. I came from Lhasa. I'm working with a German organization that is working in collaboration with the Red Cross in Lhasa, and we are working on the protection of Tibetan medicine. So this morning I will talk about the wild medical herbs that are in the danger state they are in, and how and the ways to protect them. This conference is about traditional Tibetan medicine, which we owe to our which has been passed on by our teachers and ancestors. This is a praise to the ancestor of Tibetan medicine, and I feel I have to do it because he's the one. I mean, we're here thanks to him, and he's a model. He's still a model for us, so there's a praise to him.
Yes,
and this is something offered to Yuto Yoten Gompo, the founder of Tibetan medicine. And this is a praise to all the doctors. Okay, I'm not into medicine at all, so you have to forgive me if I have to ask questions for the translation. And so this is a praise to a teacher, an erudite, an expert on Tibetan medicine called Deumarpa. Okay, so there'll be five parts in my talk. So briefly, the current state of the environment in Tibet. There's a big link, a relationship between protecting her medicinal plant and protecting the environment. Because Tibet is filled with precious materials, natural materials. They are picked and collected randomly in a very non-orderly way.
Mm-hmm.
There's also And there's a problem with garbage, non-recyclable garbage too, being disposed in the nature. So now there is a problem of the melting of the glaciers and also the shrinking of lakes and rivers and desertification of meadows. Mm-hmm.
근데 대왕기 다 그래요 봐 그래 다 진세대서 초대하고 제제 진영의 진영 주고 요리스
so it's hard for the wild animals to live in this in their habitat and they are also their number is dwindling
근데 지신 그 매제대서 야 대다 중세대대서를 대제 아니 연구도 주고 요리스
same with wild medical herbs their number is shrinking as well because of this deterioration of the environment. So even sometimes they don't grow anymore. If they grow, they have lost their strength or potential. They don't grow in such bulks as before. And yeah, and their effect is less than it was before.
Mm. 다 사제 니바데 가르이스나 다 노비 도건스나 버그 사자라 코나라 요바그 난종 메지데서 근들람고
Okay, so the future for wild plants, medical plants in the Tibetan plateau.
진네 다 등산문의 집이나 범해그 전에도 체르체로 요르스 되네 전나인의 변나 담보 변나는 이제 되네 전나지 되네 진짜 다 저용을 배데 근데 다 배면데 내가 여보도 때 랍친 레저스 다 전에도 체르체로 요르스
because of the power, the healing power or potential of Tibetan medicine has become more and more known, first of course in Tibet and then in China and in the whole world. There are more and more people collecting herbs. There's also an increase in the number of factories making Tibetan medicines, both in Tibet, China, and in the world. Before there were few Tibetan doctors who would collect the herbs and make their own materia medica medicine. So this problem is new because the situation has changed. So one problem now is the thirst for money. So people want to be rich, and one way of being rich is to sell herbs, and thus they collect herbs in a very haphazardly way. They don't pay attention to the way they pick the wild herbs, and it's damaging. So for some wild medical plants, their number has really decreased, and to the point that they might be at risk in the future of disappearing. For instance, there's a, I don't know in English or Latin, Ganga Chung. We'll see a picture later, but anyway, Ganga Chung. The three parts can be used for medicine, the leaves, the trunk, and the fruits, but people ignoring this fact just pick the roots, pick up the roots, so it's damaging for the species. So it's, you know, there's less and less ganga chung.
Dine me pecha yin solo mabu dao yin na da zawa men ro ya res. Yine le ko sungju jena jaya yor res. Kare se na da dalo ji de bok chiya da su ko chungwa da su jaya. Dine lo yungma la samlo dangji. Dine jebe yin na jitan sungju jaya ga jawa yor res. Yine le da chi chungwa ma du ba changma da yongba tis yongdu zangba ni changma go jaya res. Yine lo yungma da jaya meba dine zo jaya gros.
Same for solo marpo. Sorry, I hope everybody understands.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. so you should, people should be careful in not picking all sizes, but thinking of next year, so that they pick only just a second. They pick even the small ones, I guess, endangering, threatening next year's growth. Mm-hmm.
Dene da tengsan bolo ji de bage zadong zhong ya ge me de su nian ka guo ren zhe ji ji wen da guo ren mang bo zhi nian du niu niu zhi nian du yin le da de ngan ran ge du da su jie jie yang ji ji wen yin man zhe wo den de yue xin du ka wo de ane kai wan na ba ge ji de na lu na si.
So there are different way, I mean, opinions or thinkings about that, but here is a classification of in 3 degrees of the rate of danger in which plants are. So the first, So the plants at most, in the most critical state of disappearing, are we estimated to 12 species. Second stage, not so urgent, but quite, it's 12, and the third is 16 different plants that are in at danger, although a lesser danger. Okay, so how do we establish this classification? First is locality. If the place where it grows is reduced, then there's a quicker danger that disappears. So the lack of widespread growing.
Then the
local factors like desertification also in certain areas can also, the plants that grow in such areas which are in ecological trouble are themselves in trouble. And then, of course, the level of use in Tibetan medicine. The more you use the plant, the more it is in danger. Also, the indistinct way of picking the plant, the use of the plant, which doesn't take into consideration what part of the plant is actually being useful. So picking the whole plant instead of just taking what is useful in medicine. Another criteria is the difficulty of planting and growing wild herbal plants. So the first, most in danger. So you have the Tibetan name and Chinese and Latin. So that's two species, two kinds. Yes, you can comment maybe, Sienna.
Jinni sa kan tongpo jie ba da, dine beju dan yang mangpo yin ba, dangi jun sen gong shi ba, deso che jien wang dine rinpa tangpo yu jia yu.
That's it. It grows in dry places and it's being used. People make pick everything instead of just using the one useful part. So this is why it's in the first series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So blue poppy, that's right. Yeah.
Ba ngbo de me do che. Da ba ngbo sa cha khaje la yang o zu sa re ne le. Ja che sa ngone che be na gon bo cha de yo.
Okay, in some places it may grow without much problem, but on the more general basis it has become rare, endangered.
De ne re gon zama. Re gon na sa cha khan to sa je bo che ne ji che de nyung nyung je re ju dan yang mang bo je ne nyen ka ji bo ne.
Okay. This is the root of the plant. This is the solomarpo, that has been mentioned. They are difficult to plant, to grow, I mean. And they also use it not only for manufacture drugs but also in drinks. So this is why it is being endangered. Because of time problem, I will go a bit quickly. And this is the Ganga Chung we were talking in the first place.
This is the Yajimaji.
Maybe if you can tell the names in English, if they are familiar, I mean, or no. No, but everybody would know maybe in Latin.
Bambuji. Bambuji yang menza maze daro pula jadi zamba ani nika chimu chimu chadi sas.
Kade?
Pula jaya.
The previous one was made for incense, is used in incense, and it's in danger too. This is the second list, I mean the second class. Maybe the Dibada, Di Kola Mato, Di Shenda Mashena Dibada. On est d'ordi, j'ai un individu. Bien, j'ai une passion d'adieu. J'ai
une passion d'adieu.
Yeah, maybe we should just take more time and skip the whole thing.
Very short question. Would it be possible to get a list of these plants somehow?
Ti kiran ki rimpa sum de so na la yobe tsa men kiran ki minto so tu de ves na so la picha na de gribes.
Yeah, we'll work to disseminate that, right? Yeah.
Okay, and this is the third, and of course we have no time for this. So what do we do? Kare chega. Keep going. Okay. Asparagus. Well, that's the next. It should be the next point, but
didn't
because the price of Tibetan medicine increases too, and the thirst for income also increases, and more medicine is being produced, and it means a decline in the herbs, but this has been said already. Peut-être qu'il y a un petit niveau de son qui rentre sous le guetta sur le bail les carins. Yeah, je vais. Ok. Tu peux
amener. Dès que tu as un lazar qui est gold, tu as un lazar qui est gold, tu as un lazar qui est gold.
Okay, this is a picture of farmers who are collecting herbs that we planted. The organization I belong to, the small organization that I belong to, planted, and they are helping, they are collecting the herbs.
ngaju mezen de sade de menza nyushu yen yuji choda jebe de ne menza jonga zam jita tan de zu thu yus
we've tried planting 20 different varieties amongst which 15 are working quite well now growing
je je mingto di denso mingto chero che sa
no
sa di je la yeah the successful I mean not even
then men zan den zo de da len je tama jing re ji de wo xuan de ya da za wan zu ya de ja ta ni du
and so there are two ways basically one is planting fruit or I guess seeds and the yeah seeds and the other is planting roots
then kaji zawa den jeu ni gan de de ba kaji zawa de zawa ji bu de ba kaji jeu ji bu de ba kaji ni ga ge nem zu ji ma to de ya du
okay there are four categories those of which plants of which both the seeds and the roots can be planted or second is only the roots third is only the seed and fourth is you can't plant anything So how do we manage planting with seed planting? So we need to plant the seeds in due time and not wait too long after having collected the seeds before they otherwise they become too dry. So yeah, so it's usually within 2 years. Then we have standards on how the soil, the earth, should be prepared, smooth, with no stones. If the seeds are too harsh or coarse, soak them in water for 1 or 2 days, and it makes them softer, and then we plant them. Sprouting, the sprout is coming. What do you say, nyugu sprout?
Yes.
Germinating, yes. When the germination.
Yeah, because of the rain, unfortunately.
Yes, you take good care of it when it starts germinating. Compared to planting roots, this method, this technique, presents less difficulties. And you can also transplant more easily. So it's better than the planting roots. And it yields more results. Okay, this is root planting. You need good roots, good quality with I don't know the name in English, I'm sorry, not even in French. The mic, you know, the eye.
It's like the eye of the root.
And the che, as well, the fangs.
The rhizome,
thank you. Rhizome. And the che, mao cha jin bu che, I don't know. So virtually you can plant roots at the beginning of the spring, but in Tibetan medicine it's considered that the plant is better to collect the root at the end of the winter, the autumn. You make it ready, you cut out the roots that you want to transplant next year, you hide it in the ground for at rather deep level inside under the ground, and then you pick it out in the early spring and you plant it, and then it's more powerful. Of course, you need roots that are fresh, not dried, and not withered, or what's the faded or
withered.
Okay.
Okay. 되네 산토사라 있는 토사 주야다 마사인은 마고 주야다 되네 년에 있는 년 주야 쓰는 있는 쓸 주야 사자 그런 담보 가와지 있는 데 지주들 또 주야다 내가 전부 지르셨어
an important point is to if you want to grow white plants is to plant them at the altitude at which they grow take it into consideration and also the sun, the luminosity, like if it grows on the north or south side of the mountain, you have to take this into account and reproduce the natural growing conditions. Okay, this is how, Okay, so how to protect the plants in the future and to grow them? Of course, there should be strict enforcement of law, regulations regarding the protection of the wild species.
근데 다 사자 가시지 여자군 방법 고야 요래서 별로 대랑 공 거지 되네 매자 송조지야 매자가는 용보사야 되네 그 다 도시 방법 요 말이지 되는데 좀 봐. 그래서 로소 잡지 다 여자군 그 되게 내가 그러는 팬 토보 있는 중마 된 조도로야 그냥 가요. 되는데 좀 봐. 매자 도소지야 다 매자 송조지야 되고를 제비나 용보다 거리 되는 팬 토 요래서
Of course, people should be educated on the benefits, short-term and long-term benefits, like for the Yatsagumbu, which is very profitable short-term, but we don't know for the future. So I'm summing up. Another important point is to give instructions to explain to people the importance of protection. So we have designed this poster for the local people so to explain to them what is implied by picking wild plants.
근데 매주 토르 지게 무슨 해서라 무슨 저자 바로라 제가 예보 좀 컨트롤 되네 연바 용주하게 제가 내가 전부 이제 뜻 제빈 아니 컨트롤 맨자도 개 전부 연바 대중 좀 지고 같은 도시들 좀 용도
Also trying to set up and explain to the people the importance of a good relation between themselves and the producer so that they get proper income and
from the producer, the factory.
And those which we have difficulties growing or which grow with difficulties, which are fragile, should be protected by fences. So that people cannot pick them up. Communication or what network should be established between everybody involved in Tibetan medicine, especially at the TAR level, as far as I can see.
Okay,
the traditional conclusion. If I've made mistakes, please forgive me and please correct them. Thank you very much. Because this is Arura, the king of Tibetan medicine. So because it's a traditional Tibetan medicine conference, I thought of presenting that. Yes, blessed with Arura. Oh, raining, yeah. Blessings, yeah.
We are over time, but let's give Kalvinima one question.
Oh, you've got any more to a tea, you know?
So you mentioned several plants like Podophyllum cerifolia, which is Ranier, or Asparagus species, which are endangered in Tibet at the moment. Do you get them from Nepal nowadays, or do you cultivate them, or do you have the intention to cultivate them? Because we still have plenty of them in Nepal, okay. Asparagus species and Podophyllum cerifolia, which is Ranier, or Nirshik, which is Asparagus.
Okay. Rick Kashi Yoruba, Pula, Ninka Yorista, Rick Tombo in any Bani Hakum, Duine, Kunzo Payula, Ninka Yomaris, Chesan Kiranzo, Kirzan, Debzu, Chea, then so Kiran, Payune, Nyoche, then so Dabgire, Yaman Ranchinki, Payune, you but then so Kiranzo Pejitangi Tangi Besa.
Payul, you but the Sujidan, and Zojima.
Of course, it would be okay if we transplanted them from Nepal, where they are abundant, to Tibet. But it doesn't matter because it works also the way they do it in Tibet. They can grow them with this kind of precautions. So. Obviously, they don't seem to be importing them. Maybe it would be. One problem may be the altitude. If the ones that grow in Nepal may grow at a lower altitude, so the potential, the nuba, I don't know, would be. Potency would be lower than the one that grows in Tibet, so they'd rather do it themselves in Tibet. No.
Okay, I think we have to stop there, but thank you so much.